we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the upper half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about we go way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're switching gears. Number two on the triple dipper today, higher wokeness, I'm calling it. It's amazing to me. It's always been this way. You know, you think that the sort of the bastions of liberal thought seem to arise in the university system. More than that now, though. More than that. What's interesting is we're seeing more and more that there does not appear to be an opportunity for dissent or to avoid those topics, which are not just different, they're offensive. And then you got required reading, and then you got professors that don't honor the idea that you might think differently, and you like to think that somewhere else is right here in Alabama. Well, 1819 News reporter Will Blakely, who's been on the show several times, has written a couple of articles, one of which came out today, the other one came out last Friday. Today's article is called How a University of Alabama's Women's Study Course Promotes Radical Gender Ideology, and boy, it does. And the other one came out Friday, talks about Auburn University's Office of Sustainability touts DEI, CRT, and feminist theory and environmental activism. It's right here. Those are our two flagship state-funded universities. So without any further ado, let me just go ahead and bring Will Blakely on. He called in. I appreciate his time. Will, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, man. Listen, I read both of these, you know, like rolling my eyes, getting aggravated, and then also just amazed that it's here in Alabama. But talk about this one with the University of Alabama, the article you brought out today. Because that thing has got some just offensive reading in it.
Yeah, so we actually covered this particular class maybe several weeks ago. It was revealed that they had charged students $95 for a textbook, an online textbook that's just links to other otherwise freely available sources like AL.com, Washington Post, New York Times. Or YouTube videos that they could have otherwise gotten for free. And so I wrote about that, and then, of course, I got a hold of the textbook itself and all the links, so I just decided to read it. And when I read it, I was like, there's more to this story. I wrote about what it was saying about gender, because you think a women's studies class would teach you what a woman was, but it doesn't seem to know what a woman is.
Well, let me ask you this first off. One thing I didn't catch, or maybe I missed it when I was going through the article, was this a required course or an elective? Do you know?
This is an elective. I doubt it's a. That's a guess, but I highly doubt it's a required course.
Well, I would hope that would be true because, yeah. I'm looking at your article here, and there are things in here like readings on the fact that they call Christianity and Western philosophy intellectual fascism. We've got drag queens are great teachers. We got how to queer society, and then it goes on. Even goes into men's studies, and that doesn't go very well either.
Yeah, no. And if anyone, these are obviously just selections that I found in the curriculum, but I actually attached the textbook itself to the story. So if anyone wants to go through and see many of the other things that were written about, they can go find the story, and I embedded the textbook there, and all the links are there, so they can see it firsthand. But some of this is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. So let me ask you this: I understand the idea of being taught what I would call an opposing viewpoint. But was there anything in this reading that allowed for the counterpoint, the traditional values and the idea of gender being what you're born with and only being two genders? Was there anything in there that established that as the alternative, or was it strictly this queering of society and intellectual fascism?
I clicked on every link and I tried to read everything that they had, everything that I could get my hands on, and I didn't see a single reading assignment that talked about, that did give the traditional point of view. I don't know, maybe this women's studies class invited a pastor or a Catholic priest to come speak, but I kind of highly doubt that.
Yeah, I know they didn't invite a certain conservative radio guy to come speak. I know that.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to reach out to the university or to the professor herself? Her name is Elizabeth McKnight, and ask about this course and try to get commentary from them?
I've reached out to the university. I have not reached out to the professor herself yet. I did not get a response to the university, but perhaps there's a call for some further attempts.
Well, so this course, and it may be an elective. It sounds like you think it might be, but don't know for sure. But it's pretty much a left wing course, and I look at it and I think at the very least, if you're going to have a course that teaches that biology is not factual, there's got to be some counterpoint to it, because you're in the same university system that has a biology class right down the road in a different building that teaches that biology is factual. It's amazing to me the counterintuitiveness of this.
Yeah, and you'd think that usually their argument that in defense of this is that you go to college to learn new ideas, to be exposed to new ideas, to be able to weigh ideas, but they just pretend that I'm only 24. I'm straight out of. I didn't go to the University of Alabama. I went to Auburn. But the universities today, they pretend like they're presenting all these different viewpoints, but it's really one viewpoint. And like I said, it's not like they're bringing in. It's not like they. You've got classes that are teaching the traditional Christian morals or the conservative viewpoint or even the libertarian viewpoint. They're just it's pretty one-sided.
Well, so let me ask you this. Speaking of Auburn, not to be outdone, as an Auburn fan too, I appreciate the fact that the first article you wrote was about your alma mater. So you published one this past Friday about Auburn University's Office of Sustainability, touting all kinds of things like DEI and critical race theory and all that. Tell us about that and what you found.
So I just stumbled upon a press release that Auburn put out about this new report from their Office of Sustainability, and they released some sustainable development goals that were set by the United Nations, which not exactly a politically moderate organization there either.
Yeah.
And they, some of this stuff is about the environment, some of it's about reducing poverty, et cetera. But then it kind of throws in there when it's basically trying to explain how they met these goals. Well, it also threw in there things like critical race theory and a lot of environmental activism, feminist theory, and these were either things that they said were being taught or things that faculty was doing research on.
It's really pretty amazing. And I saw in that article, though, that you did reach out to the president's office and made them aware of the report. And how did the response go on that?
Yeah, and so they said that this report didn't necessarily represent the official position of the university, and that it was from the Office of Sustainable Development or Sustainability.
Well, it's a story worth tracking. I don't know if you got any more in the hopper on this, but I suspect we haven't heard the last of it. And by the way, Will, I don't know if you even know this or not, but I discovered last year that the founders of critical race theory, like two of the original founders from back in the 70s, Richard Delgado and his wife, who goes by a different name, Jean Stefancic, they are actually on staff at University of Alabama Law School now, and they are considered professor emeritus there. But they are the leading scholars in the field of critical race theory. I'm looking at the University of Alabama's website right now. It even says that. It says attendees at a big event they were having will be introduced to critical race theory by two leading scholars from the UA, Jean Stefancic and Richard Delgado. It's right here in Alabama.
Yeah. And I knew that that's where it originated.
It's amazing. We think of ourselves as a red state, kind of woke proof, but higher ed woke is definitely here.
Absolutely.
Hey, Will, good reporting, man. I'm going to keep talking about your article when we get off, but I appreciate your time today. I know you're on the road, so thanks for making some time to call in.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
All right, take care. Well, it's right here. It's here. And that's one of the things I want to make sure that we're clear on. Don't think because you live in a red state that everything is, you know, unicorns and rainbows. It ain't. We're looking at some of the founders of some of the most egregious stuff out there right now. Critical race theory are right here at the University of Alabama. We're looking at coursework at Alabama. And by the way, if they're going to teach coursework like this, you would think that they would honor the opportunity for opposing view. But the readings do not allow that. Let me go back to the article real quick and just Will's article, 1819 News, published today, how a University of Alabama's women's studies course promotes radical gender ideology. One of the assignments, required assignments, was called Voices from Beyond the Sexual Binary. Presents the underlying postmodern case for gender ideology. And it says things like, and this is where I get it. This is like word garbage. It says, it is this nexus, the models of how we think and the problems posed by bodies that don't fit the model that has led to the explosion of interest in gender queerness and gender studies. Not really. Later, the reading calls for Christian and Western philosophy to be considered intellectual fascism. What the frick does that even mean? Intellectual fascism apparently is just referring to the idea that In the modern Western world, we squeeze out individual truths. Well, you're not allowed to have individual truths. They're either truths or they're not. You don't get to pick your own individual truths. There's so much garbage here. Another one of the reading assignments by someone named Andrea Smith is called Queering Society, and insists that Native Americans did not have a gendered society before the arrival of Europeans. That Europeans actually imposed gender on Native Americans. Shut up! Like they didn't have boys and girls in Native American tribes? One other is in an assigned video they had to watch from something called Big Think. Judith Butler calls gender norms violent and insists that gender is a matter of behavior, not biology. Well, they want you to believe that because that gives them a choice that they can just work with. But they don't want a truth. They want their own individual truth. And this woke stuff, this higher wokeness, it's right here in Alabama. Auburn, Alabama, who knows what the other universities have? I'm sure they do. And I get it. If you're going to teach something, I get it. You're teaching someone's opinion. I hope that was not a required course. I look forward to finding out for sure whether it is or not. But then the other piece of that is, do they allow for opposing viewpoints? And I would dare say that the required reading in that course says no. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. We'll go to the break. We'll come right back and continue this discussion about a little bit more on higher wokeness. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.